From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has approved new sanctions on Iran while stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. The president's proposals to fix the deal's disastrous flaws include Iran's agreement to open all sites immediately to international inspectors and an assurance from Tehran that it never develop a nuclear weapon. Robert Mulley is a conflict resolution specialist and president of an international crisis group.
That's what creates this constant feeling of fragility about the deal, which is at some point the Iranians may say, wait a minute, our deal was we get economic relief, you get nuclear relief. Right now you want the nuclear relief and you want to chip away at the economic benefits we're getting. At some point they may decide it's not worth it for them.
And according to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missile and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. President Trump's vulgar comments to U.S. lawmakers explaining his opposition to Haitian and African migrants has sparked outrage and condemnation at home and abroad. U.N. Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville called the comments racist.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia that will potentially disrupt and even destroy the lives of many people.
President Trump's physician on Friday declared him in excellent health after his first known physical checkup since his inauguration nearly a year ago. The examination was conducted at Walter Reed National by the president's personal physician. The checkup for the 71-year-old will not include a psychiatric evaluation. This is VOA News. The bodies of two more crew members of an Iranian oil tanker have been recovered after a collision last week between the tanker and a Chinese cargo ship. Chinese state media say that the bodies were recovered Saturday morning on the deck of the adrift still-burning Sanxi. A body found earlier this week is believed to be another of 32 crew members, which included 30 Iranians and two Bangladeshis. Pope Francis visits to Chile and Peru next week. A trip that was meant to focus on the concerns of indigenous people is likely to be overshadowed by the church's sex abuse scandal in Chile and political troubles in Peru. Only a few days ahead of the trip, vandals in Chile firebombed three churches in the capital and left a note that read, Pope Francis, the next bomb will be in your robe. Authorities say no one was hurt in any of the attacks early Friday and only minor damage was reported. A survey by three leading U.N. agencies, the U.N. Refugee Agency, U.N. Children's Fund, and World Food Program, finds that more than three-quarters of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon are living below the poverty line of less than $4 a day. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from U.N. headquarters in Geneva.
After nearly 7 years of war, the U.N. survey finds Syrian refugees in Lebanon are poorer and finding it ever more difficult to make ends meet. It also shows refugee households on average spend $98 per person per month. Nearly half that sum goes toward food. The UN agencies conducting the survey report most of the refugees need to borrow money for food to cover health expenses and pay rent. It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt.
Researchers say climate change is responsible for the vast majority of green sea turtles in the northern Great Barrier Reef off Australia being female. The scientists from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the temperature at which turtles' eggs incubate determines the sex of the hatchlings. We get more from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Almost the entire green turtle population in parts of the northern Great Barrier Reef in Australia is now female. A study of about 200,000 animals in the reef's northern waters found them to be overwhelmingly female. The research was published in the journal Current Biology. There are concerns that the future of the endangered reptile is increasingly precarious. In the Southern Barrier Reef, where conditions are cooler, about two-thirds are female. Researchers say that while they hope for some milder years to produce more males, they expect temperatures to continue to rise.
Phil Mercer reporting from Sydney, and I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.